This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com.
You have to say it because, you know,
yeah,
the fucking other way.
And you're listening to Distorted View.
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From a gang called Niggers with Attitude. When I'm called off, I gotta sawed off. Squeeze a trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck with me, police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out. For the punk motherfuckers, it's showing out. Niggas start to mumble, they wanna rumble, mix them and cook them up in a pot like gumbo. Going off on a motherfucker like that with a gat that's pointed at your ass. So give it up smooth, ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move. Here's a murder rap to keep you dancing, with a crime record like Charles Manson. My AK 47 is a tool. Don't make me act no motherfucking fool. Maybe you can go toe-to-toe. Maybe I'm knocking niggas out the box daily, weekly, yo, monthly and yearly. Until them dumb motherfuckers see clearly that I'm down with a capital CPT. You can't fuck with me.
Freaks, it's Wednesday, December 12th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, the worst sex in the world. Plus, exploding testicles, and which celebrity has shot his milky white cum into 9,000 lucky ladies? Find out today on Distorted View.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah. Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Have a great show for you. It's a little bit short today because I'm working on some sideshow stuff and playing World of Warcraft.
I want to get a picture of you losing your
friends.
Say cheese.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's fun. Everyone in this house, my two roommates both are playing it, and I thought I would play it too. I'm an undead mage, level 13. Such a dork. But I haven't learned how to do a lot of things like chatting with people or joining groups or, like, a lot of this shit overwhelms me. Like, when two monsters attack me at once, that's too much for me, and I usually die. So I'm kind of, like, I suck at the game. Plus, I don't really want to join groups or raids or whatever the hell they're guilds, or I don't know what the difference is. I have no business playing this game, because the reason why I don't want to join groups is I hate people that I don't know. Why do I want to play with a group of people that I don't know that they're just going to end up critiquing me anyways? You suck, noob. And the other reason why I don't want to join a group is because a lot of young people play it, like this 11-year-old.
I'm stuck in authenticating. What to do, dumbasses? Authenticating! God damn it! Why can't they get fucking on?
He's angry because he can't log into a server, and he's on one of those, like, chat programs, too.
And now I'm pissed.
Yeah. Okay. And you don't want to mess with an 11-year-old when he's pissed. Now he's, like, hitting the computer. Jesus Christ.
My fucking microphone, you little dumbass.
He's like a drunk 11-year-old. I got my microphone. Yeah. The other thing that's happening is someone keeps paging him, which I guess is annoying on those event servers. Someone keeps, like, paging him over and over. He starts yelling at the guy.
Stop it!
Right
stop
there.
It now. Fucking stop it!
Oh. Jesus Christ. Nothing is worse than hearing some, like, a guy screaming at the top of his lungs that hasn't experienced puberty yet. The worst noise ever.
What? Damn it. Fucking pissing me off. Pissing me off.
I'm gonna join this boy's guild. He may never get a girlfriend, but at least he'll have a pet dragon that'll fly him from town to town. the land of fucking make-believe. I wonder what part of the world is ruled by King Friday and his pet trolley and the cat that lives in the fucking clock tower or whatever. Alright, so there you go. I'm on World of Warcraft and subsequently sunk even deeper into the abyss of geekdom. Ting! A few things to go over before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. If you like that cover of Straight Outta Compton and you want to download it, I've put a link to it on the show notes today. It's freely available and yours for the taking. Been singing that fucking song all day. It's great. All right, got a couple clips for you before we get into the news. First one, what episode of Distorted View would be complete without a little Jap scat? Actually, this is Jap milk. What the hell am I talking about? Well, let me paint a picture for you. A Japanese guy is using what looks to be a Ronco flavor injector, shoving said injector into a girl's ass and squeezing the contents into her rectum.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Oh, if you thought man's rectum was sweet, wait till you hear what's inside the flavor injector. Milk. He's squirting milk into this chick's ass, and then she squeezes it out. Not only that, she then squeezes it out onto the guy's cock. He then uses his cock to fuck her pussy. And while he's pounding into her pussy, some of the milk just keeps squirting out of her ass. He's forcing the milk out. He's pounding her so hard. All right, so let's take a listen. Let's see if you can hear when the milk comes shooting out of her ass. Her sweet, sweet rectum. Right? Oh. She doesn't really like having the flavor injector inserted into her ass.
Oh.
It's bugging me because she sounds like some sort of animal. I can't put my finger on it, though. What is that animal that I'm thinking of right there? I don't know. We get it. You don't like shit in your ass. Let's hear you squirt out the milk. Oh. Jesus. what the hell is wrong with Asians? Oh. God damn. She shot a little shit out there. Little shit plug. Boom. Got a gun. Oh yeah, now he's fucking her, so you can sort of hear it. You hear the thrusting and the piss coming out of it. See how the sound of the piss coming out of her ass kind of lines up with him fucking her? See? I love my job. Finally, before we get into the news, I have a clip from Dr. Sue, you know, the old woman who gives sex advice. Well, a gay guy called in asking about a real problem. I don't know if any of my gay listeners have experienced this. I sure as hell haven't. Cum mustaches.
Hi, Brian.
I apologize for the shitty audio.
Hi, yeah.
This question is kind of embarrassing.
Oh.
But, I was kind of wondering, during oral sex, I get semen in my mustache.
Wow. Well, you know what that tells me about you? You're a sloppy eater. Someone get this man a cum bib or something. Getting it on your mustache, if you're swallowing it, how does it get up there?
I was just wondering, do you have any over-the-counter things that might take it out?
Over-the-counter? What do you want, some sort of topical cream? I don't understand what you're asking.
I was just wondering, do you have any over-the-counter things that might take it out to avoid it leaving embarrassing traces?
So apparently what he's saying is he gets this cum in his mustache, and he can't get it out, either the smell or the flavor or the crustiness. He wants to know how to... I thought soap and water would take care of the problem, but apparently not.
Not that I know of. Absolutely, other than a box of tissue.
No. If you start using tissue, you're going to get little tissue bits in your mustache.
Beside the bed, no. I don't know of anything that will actually remove ejaculate from your mustache and your beard. No. There's nothing that I know
of. I'm going to create a new product called Come and Go. Right? That would be great.
Now,
some sort of acid-based something or other.
Now, wait a minute, let's
eat your
think
flesh
about
this. Off.
Because you and your partner are involved in a very, very intimate behavior, aren't you?
Yeah,
I would say so. Look, his cock is in my mouth. Can't get much more intimate than that.
And you're not embarrassed. So why would you be embarrassed because his ejaculate is in your mustache?
Because you don't want to go out in public with crusty cum in your beard and mustache. I can understand that part of his question.
It sometimes even stays afterwards, like after a shower.
After a shower? After a shower? With soap and water?
Yeah.
What sort of rancid cum does this guy's boyfriend have?
Really?
Unfortunately.
Well,
use it as fucking paint thinner or something.
Yeah. I mean, how long?
Like the next day.
The next day you can still feel it and taste it? Wow. The guy really does have some powerful spunk.
The only thing I can do is to have a very fine brush or a comb and try combing it out, you know, afterwards and see, I was thinking of a comb that you get for cats or dogs that have fleas.
A flea comb? You're suggesting this guy get come out with a flea comb. She's calling you an animal for your disgusting lifestyle. Good grief. All right, here we go.
So, will you try that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's... But, you know, again... Gee, I would say that that's a badge of honor. You know, something to be proud of.
That's right. Wear your cum-crusted mustache with pride. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted Effect Up news right now. All right, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire library of Distorted View shows. We started this December of 2004. It's now December of 2007. Plus, we have older shows from when I was doing Distorted View on a telephone service called Tell Me. So there's a bunch of shows there. We also do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. We just did a weekend program just for Sideshow members this past weekend. If you want to check it out, sign up now, $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Bunch of stuff going to be popping up today or tomorrow-ish, depending on when it's all ready. I guess. First story we have for you today. These are three really short stories. First up, German men are the world's worst fucks, according to a poll of 10,000 women travelers. We ask 10,000 filthy sluts, who would they like to fuck again? They are branded selfish in bed, while second place Swedes are simply too quick. They shoot their wad a little too fast. Third are the too rough Dutch. I wouldn't think that about the Dutch people, the Dutchanese. Followed by the two dominant Americans. That's right, goddammit. We like to fuck hard and we like to fuck strong. America number one! Which is usually what I scream when I come. I like to show my American pride. Also, when I'm having sex, I like to give periodic updates on how close I am to orgasming based on the Homeland Security Advisory System. So I'll say like, oh, come level orange. That indicates, you know, you should, you know, be prepared. Cum level red is like, cum is imminent. You prepare yourself. Duck and cover if you have to. I cum a lot. I like to say I'm dropping Tim Henson's dirty bomb, which can and does often describe my shit. Alright, so Americans are too dominant. Welshmen were described by these women as soppy. Which, I didn't know what soppy meant. I thought it meant wet, and that's apparently the only definition in, like, Merriam-Webster. Like, very wet, saturated. What the hell does that say about Welshmen? I was having sex with this guy, and he was all wet. Maybe it's, like, sweaty, I guess? That might make sense. And apparently Scots are too loud. Englishmen were voted 10th worst for being too chubby. Turks were sweaty. Well, I guess that's different than soppy. Greek smelly, okay, and Russians hairy. You'd think French would be up there with the smells. And Russians were apparently too hairy. Women from 50 countries were quizzed on social networking site WAYN.com. Probably some chick social networking site. It's a safe place just for girls to hang out. No boys allowed. Ugh, stupid. Spokesperson Peter Ward said, "Who would have thought Welshmen were better lovers than Swedes?" I honestly could not care less, but I would remind girls it takes two to tango. Oh, Peter Ward, you tard. Italian men were voted best lovers, followed by... People make me so angry. Yes, Italian men were voted best lovers, followed by males from France? Really? Ireland? South Africa? Australia? Spain? Denmark? New Zealand? Brazil? And then Canada. So there you go. I'm planning to snag me a Canadian. Second story we have for you today. Blake Franklin thought...
And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my... Make me beautiful, duet.
Oh, boy. You know what a sad, disgusting, drugged up, and still... very dead Anna Nicole Smith means. It's time for Distorted Views. Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implant. Hollywood. Who is Angelina Jolie banging? Extra. Mayonnaise.
Oh, Scott, it's pronounced Mionis. I'm so glad to have this music back, too. Yes! Jack Nicholson, of all people. Talk about smelly, right? Don't you think, like, he has that old person stench? Jack Nicholson, those man boobs. I've seen pictures. Jack Nicholson says he could be the father of 9,000 children, with a number I'm sure he didn't pull out of his ass. The Shining actor says he has 4 children by 3 women, but there could be many more. Well, try 8,996 more. According to The Sun, he said, there could be 9,000 for all I know. I used to live so freely. I can't believe this is news. Like, the newspaper actually ran the headline, Jack could have 9,000 kids. And it's not, he said, there could be 9,000 for all I know. Well, it's not like he was being serious, for Christ's sakes. Jack, 70, admitted he has calmed down a bit. He added, "You can't get too wild these days, but I'm as wild as you can get." Excuse me while I vomit. I think the thought or the sight of old people having sex, that's worse to me than 2 girls, 1 cup. We should set up a shock video where just old people having sex. Like 2 really old, like 95-year-old women getting into some lesbian action. We could call it 2 grannies... 1 cup of Metamucil or something. I don't know. .com. That's a good idea. Here's my impression of Jack Nicholson. You know, every lame comedian has an impression of Jack Nicholson. Here's mine. Because I'm a lame comedian. Here's my impression of Jack Nicholson. Yeah, I like to do impressions that have no, like, they're without words. They're so good, you don't even need to actually be quoting them. Here's my Ray Romano. Yeah. Not bad, right?
Hey, I'm Ray Romano.
Oh, I don't know. All right, final story we have for you today. Why do you people listen to this shit? Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Louisiana. Blake Franklin thought everything was going fine early in Friday's fight against Nick Reed. You see, Blake Franklin is one of those, like, martial arts instructor fighter guys or something. However, a sudden kick to the groin sent the Shreveporter into a world of hurt and drastically altered his next several hours. You've piqued my interest. Franklin had emergency surgery to repair a ruptured testicle. His ball literally busted open. The 2.5-hour procedure by Dr. Raymond Germany was successful, but Franklin lost 70% of one testicle. Quote, "My testicle was the size of my hand." Wow, you must have been pretty proud of your balls. Oh, he's talking about, I thought he meant, like, before this incident. Like, I had balls as big as my fist. No, he's probably talking, like, when he got hit. Like, inflamed testicles or something. Not so impressive, I guess. "My testicle was the size of my hand," Franklin told the Times on Saturday. The doctor said I must have taken a direct blow equivalent of a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. I've seen that on America's Funniest Home Video countless times. The first round right kick took Franklin, who fared very well in the opening stand-up portion of the fight. What? I've never been to a mixed martial arts tournament before, but I didn't realize there was a stand-up portion. Like what, you do like a 5-minute chunk on airplane food and losing socks in the dryer, and then you go right into kickboxing? I could totally get in on that. Do my killer Ray Romano impression.
I'm Ray Romano, I'm into kickboxing. Yeah, bro.
Yes, I don't know. The first round right kick took Franklin, who fared very well in the opening stand-up portion. What's the deal with the black box? Down immediately. However, it wasn't long until Franklin was forced to tap out. I dropped immediately, Franklin said. I threw up in my mouth. Could have left that detail out. I didn't tap because I couldn't breathe. I was drowning in my own vomit. The fight was Franklin's second of his professional career. Probably his last. And it was his first loss. Quote, he's a good fighter and I'm not taking anything away from him, Franklin said, but I would love a rematch. Well, that won't come for a while, as doctors expect Franklin to be sidelined for about a month. Healing his balls. It hurts to walk and it hurts to breathe. If I get back and he beats me, he beats me. Friday, he didn't beat me. He wounded me. He busted your fucking balls. Open. Like, bloody and gaping. Fucking balls were as big as your fist. Believe me, he won. That, my friends, is your distorted news. Yeah. For Wednesday, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, I've got a fuck ton of voicemails today. Thank you very much, guys. Keep them coming. Love to hear from you, even if you're just calling in to say hi. Let's see how far we get today. All right. Starting off well.
Hey, Tim. Junkie FX here, one of your side so freaks. Just wanted to call and say that tune that you hummed in the voicemails yesterday was from Super Mario Brothers 3, I believe.
Absolutely.
I'm geeking out on you, I know. And I have a joke for you.
Wow, I am the biggest nerd in the world. I'm humming Super Mario Brothers tunes on the show. I'm talking about World of Warcraft. God, there's no hope for me. Someone sent me, I don't know if this is true or not, on a totally different level of geekdom. Someone from the UK sent me a message saying that this Christmas, Coke has a limited edition version. It's Coke with cinnamon. I don't know if that's true or if they were just, jerking my chain. But if so, I want some. Someone sent me some.
Hey, Tim. Sounds this good. Is Harris from Oregon. Some guy called in a few days ago saying he was your only Jewish listener. I would like to disprove that fact and claim my right as your first Jewish listener.
Oh.
I think it's close to 3 years now, and I demand my status.
Well, the important thing is you're a listener of Distorted View, one of the chosen people.
What up, Tim? This is Jordan from Minneapolis, and I was at dinner with my friend the other night, and I saw the biggest fucking retarded girl I've ever seen in my entire life. It just got me thinking that I could never have a retarded kid and keep it.
Yeah, I was asking my mom, because my mom was telling me recently, we were talking about my birth, which was a sad, sad day in the Henson household. No, but because she had me so late in life, I guess, she had me when she was like 40, 39 or 40, something like that. They made her, take all these sort of tests to make sure I wasn't going to be retarded. Apparently those test results haven't come back yet. But, I was asking her, if they did come back that I was going to be retarded, what would she have done? And she doesn't know. She doesn't think that she could go through with an abortion, especially, my mom is raised in a different period of time and everything. It's not like she's 300 years old or something, but you know what I mean. But my dad was like, well, you never know what would happen unless you were put in that position. Which leads me to believe he would be the one urging my mother to have an abortion. My father would rather see me sitting in a toilet bowl as mush. He would want my mom to shit me out. Look like a chunky bowl of tomato soup or something. Alright, next to... Oh, what was he? I don't think we were done with this voicemail.
I can't fucking take that shit. Because all they do, they fucking live with you their entire life. They can't even bring on a family name because who the hell is going to fuck a retarded guy except for like one of those crazy-ass bitches. But that's beside the point.
Well, now I believe... do they do that test now for everyone? Like, test for the retardation and stuff? You can take care of that problem before they're even born.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, they can't contribute anything to society.
The only people having retarded children now, I'm guessing, are like the crazy Christians who are against aborting anything. Ugh. Awful people. Hanson. All right, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow member Nathan from Alabama. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that it's actually diabetes, not diabetes.
Ah!
Also,
Wing was
the hot dog and Jumbo were actually two different shows.
I know. Okay.
Hey, Tim, I just got back from the doctor.
Thank God my listeners love repetition. Makes my job so much easier. All right, what were you saying, dude?
Hey, Tim, I just got back from the doctor. I wasn't feeling too well, went and got checked out. And you know what?
What?
I'm now heading home with a whole pharmacy of medication. And you know why?
Chicken thigh.
The doctor went and gave me a blood test, and I've got lockjaw.
Believe me, I'm feeling that today, too. Very good. Dun dun. Very good. That's Christmas shoes. Very good. It's all people are just calling in with songs now. That's a good song.
Hey, Tim. About that movie Capturing the Friedmans that guy said you should see?
Yes.
There's a reason why you should see that movie.
Yeah, Leapfrog. I remember about that. Kind of like Twister, where we would have to sit down. Our asses would be in the air. Arnold and Jesse would leap from one person to another, sticking their dick each in our ass.
What? That movie. Okay, that's it. I'm renting it. You'll be hearing it on the show, I think, real soon. Clips and such.
One of your sideshow freaks.
Who is this?
Hey, Timmy, this is Laura, one of your sideshow freaks. Hi, Laura.
Ooh, a lady sideshow freak.
Now. Anyway, I just had to call you because I just saw something that pissed me off so seriously. I just drove through a school zone with those yellow flashing lights and extra slow speed limits
right.
And this and then that and the moon and the stars. So I drove by what I think is a school zone sign, but instead it says in big letters, Senior Citizen Safety Zone. Yeah.
What?
Seriously, I don't know what the hell's up with that. But what I thought, I almost hydroplane.
Oh, I would have hydroplane right into an old person. Wow. Really struck a chord. All right, very good.
Hey, Timmy.
Yeah.
Jerry Bob from Wisconsin.
Smokey.
Say, did you know that Santiago took a dump on South Park? Hey, you know what else? I will sign up for the sideshow again if you can get Window Liquor to inject saline solution into his nutsack.
I don't know. Window Liquor's been kind of quiet lately.
Hey, Tim, it's Jim in Atlanta, sideshow member here. I was thinking, you know, you could do something
sideshow
for a sideshow member. Maybe like a contest where we send in videos or audio clips.
Yes.
You get to pick one, or maybe we can vote on it. And the winner gets something cool. Like,
believe me, it's this week. Just chill out. I know it's been kind of late. I'm gonna do like a little special thing that reminds people of what everyone sent in. I know it's been like a couple weeks since then, but I'm working on something, and you'll see what I mean.
Timothy James,
the next day or so.
Your postal worker sideshow freak in Phoenix. Would you hurry the hell up and get a new post office box every day? I got a new little Christmas present I want to send you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that this week. I know I said that last week. Wow, I'm awful. I'm like the king of procrastination, but by now, all of my listeners know it. They expect it from me. Still working on
hey,
that
Tim.
Drunk show. All right.
Hey, Tim.
What?
Hey, Tim.
What?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Tim. Hey, Tim. Hey, Tim.
You've got 3 seconds.
Hey, Tim.
Two.
Hey, Tim.
One.
Hey, Tim.
And that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God, I've got a cum stash. Vote for us a podcast alley. Please, if you haven't voted this month, do so now. Get us in the top 10. We'd really appreciate it. Podcastalley.com. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back here tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Suburbs. I take the checks and face the facts.
give me the appetizers again.
Fried cheese with club sauce. Oh. Popcorn shrimp with club sauce. Oh. Chicken fingers.
Oh, stop it, you're making me dizzy.
With spicy club sauce.
No, I mean stop it.